Hello and welcome to a Trust Your Glitter check-in. I wanted to kind of address what has happened in the United States regarding a pivotal foreign aid bill that has gone through the House, the Senate, and then this morning has gone to the President of the United States, President Biden, with a signature, which has been presented as a foreign aid bill. Now, I want to discuss HR 815 from an astrological perspective. I watched the Senate floor last night kind of with the idea that this is very much related to yesterday's Scorpio full moon. And because of this, I want to talk about how our government really does, or the U.S. government really does kind of fall in alignment with a lot of the astrology that happens in the skies. And I do think that there are astrologers that advise a lot of governmental officials and major CEOs. I can't, you know, show that as hard data, but what I can do is say that whether it's symbolic of last night's passing of HR 815 or whether it's literal that, you know, they knew to put it on the floor and rush it along, you know, that bill, like, even people didn't, I don't think people realized that that bill made it so far so fast. You know, this went from Saturday in the House being voted on a Saturday to making it to the Senate floor to this morning being signed officially by President Biden. So from an astrological perspective, because I wanted to make a TikTok video on this, but I just need to kind of get my thoughts out. And with my podcast right now, if those who are listening have noticed, like, I'm kind of working on cleaning up the audio. I did notice I'm having some recording issues. I had some computer issues, editing issues. So I do want to apologize if my clips are not on my Spotify channel or if my audio has been popping the last few weeks, but I'm going with the flow and just trusting the process of making content in a way that makes sense for me with what I'm doing. So and that's just a personal note I want to put out there, because I do take pride in my work and I don't want to put out low quality work. But I also have the work ethic to keep going. So for me, it's like, oh gosh, do I put the Scorpio Moon podcast out with kind of crappy mic audio, or do I not put out content? And for me, it's like kind of learning a balance between the two. And that being said, you know, as we go along in the U.S., and see the shifts and the changes, you know, I don't know where content is going to be safe or where it's going to, you know, we've always found a way to communicate. I feel like TikTok has been a lifesaver for a lot of people. It's been a lifesaver for me because I've been able to get the news that is so, you know, has been hidden. I mean, we're watching people in first person accounts in Gaza and in places around the world sharing their first person accounts, as opposed to watching curated news programs with really, you know, I would say continue the word curated newscasters or, you know, journalists that really are paid by big corporations to present to us information that really just perpetuates them making money. And last night, to me, was a ritual for the full moon. And the lighter, higher side of Scorpio is shamanic work. Like, if we were going to look at every sign at its highest form is shamanic work. But if we're looking at Scorpio energy, especially through the lunar energy of secrecy, this is mafia energy. This is underhanded, almost criminal. So when I was watching the House floor and just how slick, or excuse me, the Senate floor and how slick these politicians are, these senators are, you know, it reminded me of 2008 when I was paying attention to the fact that, like, these bailouts were being given to banks. You know, it's the same sort of Pluto Scorpio vibe. And so I just want to come on here quickly, and maybe this is an open mic to a TikTok I do want to make, because I'm reading this foreign aid bill that has TikTok written into it, and it's just, what is going on? You know, what's the use of power here? The power dynamics that this full moon has illuminated for hopefully a lot of us. I really, really hope that people do see what's happening here and how big the gravity of the merit of this bill. When, for example, TikTok is showing us people's personal lives where, you know, there's mothers, fathers, people who have full-time jobs that cannot pay for their kids' meals, there's a problem there in the U.S. If a mother is a single mother or a father is a single father and they're working full-time and they're trying to pay for bills and they can't feed their kids, that is where it's just time to recognize that there's something going on a scale that if we don't wake up as a country, we're fucked. And so, you know, I had a video that I put out a couple weeks ago about getting these emails from manifestation, toxic positivity, spiritual CEOs. There's a whole camp of women out there that created their entire careers on Instagram. And I commend people who manifest money. And I know manifestation's a thing. But again, I want to highlight that the power dynamics are showing their face. And this is not something that toxic positivity can get us through. This is something where we have to face the shadow head on and be like, no, it's time to speak up. It's time to speak out. It's time to say these things and recognize that the system is geared towards it at this time, this patriarchal way. And the patriarchy is such a complex term because, again, there's toxicity in every term. But what I mean by patriarchy is this kind of shit, where, what is it, $95 billion that should have been allocated, it could be allocated to so many things. And I know a lot of it goes out in loans, with a certain percentage being sent in foreign aid. But none of that's made clear. You have to read between the lines with these people. And none of it's like, there's no senator that's sitting on CNBC or CNN or Fox News saying, well, actually, this is the percentage that goes to the U.S. This is the percentage that goes to Ukraine. This is the percentage that goes to XYZ. It's all us having to do this deep homework and still missing details, because at the end of the day, it's like, I think people have a lot of apathy. I think also people don't realize like how this was a historical time in Congress, but because people are just trying to survive, and the fact that the TikTok divestment and ByteDance was tacked into this bill explains a lot about how, again, the inverted triangle of power has really fucked us over. So I'm just going to put out this little snippet of podcasts, little bonus this week, and say, like, we are experiencing a historic and pivotal time in the world and in the United States. This is the shakeup of that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This is a seismic shift. I just wish I knew where it's going to go. I can see the astrology. I just don't know the outcome. And so all we can do is build and build and build on this. But I do think it's very interesting that the House put H.R. 815 on the Uranus or Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and then the Senate floor saw it on the full moon. Very sus to me, or synchronistic, however you want to look at it. And thank you. My name is Christy. This is Trust Your Glitter Podcast. So much going on in the world, so I just want to send peace and love to everybody, and be safe out there.